It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Great to have you along. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Georgia's local primaries for congressional, state house, and other local seats are tomorrow. Early voting ended last week. But because of how Georgia's districts are drawn, many of these primary votes tomorrow will determine who ultimately gets into office. WABE reporter Johnny Kaufman's been traveling around the state to meet candidates and voters, and he joins me now to take a look at what issues the campaigns are bringing to the surface. Johnny, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, you've been following lots of races. You've been very, very busy.
Yeah, there are a lot of races going on, and there's probably one big statewide race to watch here. That's for Johnny Isaacson's U.S. Senate seat. Isaacson has way more money than any of his competitors. And, you know, we don't have the fancy polling here in Georgia like we see in the national presidential race, for example, not quite as much. So one way we can gauge what things are looking like is who has the most money. Isaacson has the most money. And on the Democratic side of that race, the money would point to Jim Barksdale. He's likely to come out ahead. He's a wealthy businessman who's never run for office before, and he's essentially self-funding his campaign.
But he's not the only Democrat running.
That's right. And Isaacson's not the only Republican running either. But those two look to be the leading candidates at this time. Some of the most competitive races are probably right around the edges of the Atlanta metro area in some of the very Republican districts. So these are districts where if the Republican wins the primary, they're likely to win the general election. In District 9, that's near the Athens area, incumbent Doug Collins is facing a number of challengers, including former Congressman Paul Brown. Some of Brown's former staffers are caught in a federal ethics investigation. That's been a big topic in the campaign.
But Brown certainly had a devoted following during his earlier 7 years in Congress, and I think part of his argument is that Collins isn't conservative enough.
That's right, and that's the argument in a lot of these districts. In District 3, south of Atlanta, the conversation is about who's the most conservative. And in District 11, just north of Atlanta, first-term incumbent Barry Loudermilk has four challengers there, and he's a pretty conservative guy.
And these are already some of the most conservative districts in the country, right?
That's right. District 9 with Doug Collins, he currently holds that seat. It's actually the third most conservative district in the whole country. And District 11 is up there. It's in maybe the top 10% of the most conservative districts in the country, District 3 as well. So these are already really conservative areas, and you're seeing the conversation being about who's the most conservative. So I asked political columnist Tom Baxter what that's all about, and he said, you know, basically Congress is so stagnant that voters are really impatient and frustrated.
Republican conservative voters keep thinking that by electing more conservative representatives that they're going to see real change, and they don't see the change, or they don't feel the change.
Baxter calls these Republican races a purity test. Many voters aren't so concerned about their representatives' negotiation skills. They just want them to stay ideologically pure. And that's what I've heard from a lot of voters as I've been out talking to people.
But there's a big political story that actually happened at the state capitol that will probably surface in these races, even though they're for Congress, and that's Republican Governor Nathan Deal's veto of two very controversial bills, the campus carry bill and the religious exemptions bill. Both of them very important, at least to some folks on the conservative side. So I imagine that what happened at the state capitol is coming up in these races for the U.S. Capitol.
That's right. When I've been talking to voters, even at events for the congressional races, they've brought this stuff up. They've really been paying attention to it. It's gotten a lot of press. And in the 3rd congressional district, that's, again, just south of Atlanta, former state senator Mike Crane is running. Crane is one of the most outspoken critics of Deal. And after Deal vetoed the religious exemptions bill, he called for a veto override. And I heard from one Crane supporter, Harold Bost, in Fayette County. Bost was pretty angry about the governor's veto, and here he is explaining why he supports Crane.
And I'm glad that the governor and the lieutenant governor and all the powers that be down at state capitol, since he's been there, they hate his guts because he won't kiss their rear. He fights for what he thinks is right. When he gets to Washington, he'll do the same thing.
You know, and boss sentiment here was shared by a lot of voters I spoke to. And that 3rd district race is likely to go to a runoff that would be decided after May 24th. In addition to Crane, you've got two pretty formidable candidates there, Drew Ferguson and Jim Pace, both who have been involved in bringing some really significant economic development to the area. And they both have quite a bit of money behind them as well.
And jumping from a couple of state issues to a national one, Donald Trump, of course, is overshadowing a lot on the Republican side right now. And I have to imagine that his presence is affecting these congressional races.
It's definitely something that people are talking about. I mean, he's definitely tapped into some of that frustration that we heard from voters just now. And those voters, though, I think would have likely to been frustrated even if Trump wasn't in the race. But he might be, you know, definitely building some of that energy and inspiring people to come out to vote. I guess the question is, you know, whether he's enhanced frustration and whether he'll draw more people into these primaries. He definitely brings out people for the general elections and those kind of things when they're voting for the president. But remember, these are state and local races. So it's kind of hard to say, but it's definitely something that we'll be watching tomorrow.
WABE's Johnny Kaufman. Johnny, thanks so much.
Thanks, Dennis.